Okay, good morning. We're Masechet Chulin, Daf Hey, and we're carrying on from yesterday. We on the Amud, on at the top of the Amud. So we were discussing Achav and Yoshafat, etc. How we know that they weren't that we're trying to prove that Yoshafat ate from the shechita of Achav. Okay, so we can see here that even though he was a mumar, Lavod Azori wasn't a mumar called Davar, and therefore the shechita was good. So the Gemara is like this: Minalan. Right, so the bottom line of the question is, how do we know that Achav, that Yoshafat relied on Achav Shechita?
We're assuming also that, the king actually shepherded his own reed. We can have someone do that for him.
No, but we said even his guys would be like him, remember?
Ah, okay.
We saw that. Like even his guys would be like him. The question was, we're assuming that it was the Emet. Remember, the Gemara said the Emet. So too with Emet. That if it worked both ways, we quoted a pasuk. What's a pasuk about sheker? Moshe makshiv al devar shaker, kol meshartav reshaim. Okay, basically we said that the boss sets the tone, and if he's a good and we said and that's what the Gemara said as well, even be'emet. That was our whole at the end there. Look here, this third or fourth last lines of yesterday's daf. Lo zeh de Moshe makshiv al davar sheker, kol meshartav reshaim, ha le davar emet, meshartav tzadikim. Okay, we said it works both ways. If he's a rasha, his workers will be reshaim. If he's a tzadik, his workers will be tzadikim. So whatever the case was, even not just the Achav himself, but it was Achav's guards who did what Achav would have wanted to do. Okay. So the Gemara is like this. We know, ilayim amidichtiv kamoni kamoch kami kamech. Right, if you want to tell me that it's from there, right, this pasuk over here, we've got six psukim on the daf today, on this amud. If you want to tell me that it's from Malachi, right, Yomer Elio Shafat, Hatelech Yitir Milchama, remember, Achav was the melech of Israel, and Yoshua was Yud of Yudah. So they were basically going to war together, right, that was the whole idea. So he says, you're going to tell me here that they're big mates because he says, Kamoni Kamoch Kami Kamech. He says, that's not proof. Why? Look at Rashi there. Demashma harei atak kemotenu. The somchin alayu. We rely on you. We're friends. That doesn't make any sense. Because elem atak kesusi kesusai chachinami. The next pasuk, he says over there, Rashi brings it to you. The inyan isur veheter kamar. El akor chach, are you speaking there as well? The next pasuk, melech Yisrael, Yoshafat, melech Yudah, Yoshim, Isha, Kiso, Melubashim, Begadim, Begorin, Petach, Shar, Shomon, Mekolim. No, the next pasuk. At the end of that pasuk, it said, El melech Yisrael, kamoni, kamoch, Kami kamech kesusai kesusecha. There's no limit to the stories. It says, Hachinam elema dahave asusecha, tahave asusai, Hachinam elema dahave alecha, ve'ilui ve'ilavei amecha, tahave alai ve'ilui ami. Basically, what he was saying was, they aren't that day that they listened together, but they shared common interests. So that can't be the pasuk. So how do we know that you're aligning for Yishchita? Elemeacha. U'melech Yishal v'yoshafat melech Yudah yoshvim ish al kiso melubashim begadim. They were dressed up in all their glory. Where were they sitting? Begoren Petach Shar Shomron. By the Goren. Now, what's the Goren? Now, the Goren is an interesting halacha which Rashi didn't bring over here, and now brings it over here, but I read it here in the notes. A Goren can't be right by the border of it. It has to be like 50 amot or something. It has to be a certain distance from the town. Right? So he says, like this, Yimeluvim Begoren Begoren Petach Shar Shomron. So the Goren says, my Goren. Gorin mamash. If it's the threshing house, mamash, right? Atu shar shomron gorin have. Would the gorin be by the shar? Would the gorin come over the shar? The gorin is in industry. Industry can't be by the entrance to the town. It has to be a certain distance away from the town. Is there any notes there, anything more at the descriptive that I'm just saying?
Just what you said.
50 okay. Amot. 50 amot, right? Is it right? 50 amot, right? Elisa, they couldn't be sitting mamash by the gorin because the gorin couldn't be by the gate. So what's the pasuk say when it says by the gorin? Eleki gorin. Right? What does it mean? Ki gorin, like a gorin. Look at Rashi there. Begorin. Ki gorin hayu yoshvim bechiba ubereut. They were sitting there with in friendship. Right? Uba aguda achat kesanhedrin. Right? She ein choshdin ze et ze. That's the issue. They sat together. They trusted one another like a sanhedrin. The gorin is basically realm. We'll see the second. It's none. Sanhedrin etak echatzi gorin agula kedeshur in ze et ze. Interesting halacha. We learned from the sanhedrin that the sanhedrin would sit like in a half circle. Right? Why would they sit like that? So they could see one another. Right? They'd be able to, when they were collaborating or disputing or arguing the halacha, they'd be able to see each person to see one another. Right? And so why wouldn't they sit in a full circle? Look at Rashi. Rashi says it over here. Till the halacha comes out. Shilu hayu yoshvin kashura. They're sitting in the straight row. Shlo ba'agula, not round. Ein b'nei rosh hashura, or in b'nei sofer. The one top constant, the one at the bottom, because it's a straight line. If they set in a full circle, where it would be the ideal, they wouldn't have to have anywhere to get out of. Okay, but I saw another better explanation. I think it's Rambam, or maybe it's Unkulu, maybe it's Rabbeinu Gershom, that they sat in a semicircle so that they could see the Adim properly. Because if they sat in a full circle, So where's the guy? Somebody's looking at the back of the aid. If it's a semicircle, like you see like in America in the Senate when they have their hearings, it's like in a semicircle and the guy sits in the front. They can all see each other. Even judges like a Beit Din, like have it like that. And they sit in the Supreme Court in Israel as well. They sit in a semicircle like this. It's halacha. It's halacha. Right? And if I do medakti medvarim velo she'e p'nei ha'edim l'shura zo, that the face of the aid is facing that direction, v'achorehem l'zo. And their back is facing the other guy. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. We learned it. The Flamed Vavim would bet in Sanhedrin. Right? Remember that? Lou in Sanhedrin. From Louis. King Lou. Right? That's Sanhedrin. The Flamed Vavim would bet Lou. Right? That's the halacha. Okay. So they sat like in a Gorin. So in my Gorin, I'm going to eat on the Sanhedrin. So that's where we think that the Makor is that Achav and Yehoshaphat were mates. Now the Gemara says, Lema Messiah. Now who are we trying to help over here? Lema Messiah. Remember, we had, we try to prove, we originally, remember, at the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph, we said that Amrulei Rabbanan L'Rava, Tanya de Messiah Lach. Remember, Rava was the one. What did Rava say? We had that brighter that said, where was it, writer? But Rabbi was the one who said that if he's a mumar, if he eats shkotzim, basically, le te'avon, remember? Mm-hmm. We said that as long as it's not lahachis, if he eats le te'avon, we can run his shchita. And then we bounced out Rabbi, and we said, no, it's not like Rabbi, it was like, who was it like? Like Rav. Yeah, Anna, who was it?
Anan.
Rav, where was it? Anybody remember? And he was the one that explained that we said that it was a mumar le avodah zorah. Remember yesterday we had that?
Yeah, it's right in the Dalet bed.
At the top somewhere.
Agahot Habach is cross kufa amar Rav Anan.
Agahot Habach. Okay, amar Rav Anan. Okay, that's right. But we brought it earlier on though.
Yeah, so
we brought Rabbi. We said it wasn't like Rabbi, it was like Rav Anan, and we said that the mumar was a mumar le avodat kochavim. This is already after Gemara brought Gufa, brought it on its own,
right.
But earlier on we had it. Remember, Lema Sile, yeah, it was there. Vachiv there, lo kosher kain. Where was it? Okay, doesn't matter. All right, okay, Robert, well, that's a good enough makor there. So we said there, Amar, we had the Gufa, Amar, here. Yeah. Mumar Lavla Kochavim, Mukirav Anan. Amar Anan, Amar Shmuel, Yishra, Mumar Lavla Kochavim. Okay.
Anyway, Rashi tells us.
Right, so now Rashi says over here, right, Shiru in Zedze, Messiah Lavla Anan. Okay, Rashi said Rav Anan, but I want to know why we only get the Makor, right? So now we're going back to that Gemara Rav Anan. Rav Anan was the one who said that when we said Mumar Lavar Acher, or Lavar Echad, we were talking about Mumar Lavla Kochavim. And not mumar levaila, right? Because if it's mumar levaila, it's a bigger chidush, right? Right. Because then if mumar levaila, when the guy's a mumar levaila and we rely on him, that's a massive chidush. If it's mumar levaila kochavim, maybe we can rely on him for levaila, because not a mumar like Achav. Achav was the classic case of a mumar levaila kochavim, we rely on him for shchita. Okay. So now the Gemara carries on. Now we say leva ha'orvim. So now we're bringing a proof here to Rav Anan that it's a Messiah for avodah zorah. Lehem v'salei v'ha'orvim mevi'im lo lechem u'basar ba'boker u'v'lechem u'basar ba'erev. Right, so where's this pasuk from? This is a pasuk over here from Melachim. Who was this? It was Eliyahu Navi, right? When he hid away from the Baal, from Achav. Where do they bring the meat from? That Hashem sent Orvim, who brought meat to Achav, meat to Eliyahu, and where did the meat come from? Achav. So what greater proof have you got? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave his Heksha. Right? That's better than any, even than Tzohar, right? Alpia, so the Gemara says, no, that doesn't work. Alpia Dibur Shani. When it comes from the Dibur, when it comes from Hashem, Hashem can decide. That's not a Makor Kirashi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu itiro lefi sha'ah. Dichtiv ve'et ha'orvim tziveiti sham lechal kalecha. Right? He brought it there for that time. Just look at Rabbeinu Gershom. I know we're running a little bit out of time here. Look at Rabbeinu Gershom quickly across the page, a few lines down. On this, I'll put it with Shani. Klomar, Gzerat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Havei. Aval davar ze b'makom acher, Eime lecha mumar ledavar echad Havei mumar lechol HaTorah Kula. See, he fills it in Nasr, Rabbeinu Gershom. He says, this was a one-off. But as a rule, we would say, there's not a Messiah Rabbi Anan. Rabbi Anan wanted to say that mumar avodah zorah is good for something else. He said, no. If you're mumar avodah zorah, right, then you're mumar lechol HaTorah Kula. Okay. So now the Gemara says, well, even if you assume that was the proof, my or vim, right? What are the or? What?
If you're mumar, what is are you not mumar lekula?
That was what Rabbanan wanted to prove.
Yeah.
And we just docher Rabbanan. That's the thing. We're saying this is not a proof, Rabbanan. We want to we're proving Rabbanan. Could look, Rabbanan says that he brought the meat from Achav. Achav was a mumar lavodah zorah. Sorry.
We said the thing with Yehoshaphat.
Exactly. So,
another one. I understand. It's another one. I don't know.
So this was the Gemara wanted to say about Yehoshaphat. So I agree with you. The Gemara went up and forth trying to say prove that Yehoshaphat ran on his shechita, but there could be that Yehoshaphat in the end it was Rechavam who did the shechita. We put that as an option. It could have been Yehoshaphat's men himself with the shechita for him, and only Achav ate his shechita for him. We threw out all those options, but we never came to an absolute conclusion over here with Yehoshaphat that we proved that they were friends, not that they were around each other's shechita. The Gemara seems to have not 100% conclusively proven that we relied on Achav over there. And this we bought the Orvim. Now the Gemara says, which are these Orvim anyhow that you're speaking about? Amravina, Orvim Amash. Ravina says, they're Orvim, proper Orev. What's an Orev? A craven, right?
Raven.
What's a craven? Why did I get the word craven?
Crazy
is a cranberry raisin. Yeah, craven is a.
In
South Africa, you have Craven Week. There was a big, famous Afrikaans rugby player called. He was in the rugby committee, Donnie Craven, and they had Craven Week, big week for the schools used to play big serious rugby matches. Maybe that's what's in my mind. I don't know. Game of Thrones, Craven. I will tell you about it after. We haven't got time now to waste. Right. I'm a rabbi. Otra plays rugby, by the way. They got Otra playing rugby, and they came second in the league. The Kitan Babs came second this Friday in the school league.
Yeah.
To the Babs. Are you the captain? Aren't you the trainer?
No.
Don't you train coach rugby?
Yeah. With a coach,
with adults.
Yeah.
He's a coach, a rugby coach. Okay. I'm a rabbi. I'm in Yumi. Right. I'm a rabbi. I'm in Yumi. Vidilma. So this Ravina says that they are proper Orvin. So Rav Abba Bar Minyumi says, "V'dilma try gavrei to have a shma you Orvim." Maybe they're actually just people they called Orvim. They're the people, and they're Orvim, right? So me look at ti vayargu et Orev betzur. That they, in the pasuk we say that they killed Orev in Sur, and that same pasuk says Orev et Zev. It seems to be people named Orev and Zev. So Ravina says, "No, that can't make sense." Amalei itrame milti says, "You think it could possible the tarvayu have a shmayu Orvin, that the two guys are the same name Orvin? They happen to be the ones that brought Eliyahu the food. Doesn't make any sense."
Well, that doesn't make sense, but the ravens going there and bring the food there.
That's much more understandable, absolutely. Right. The Dilma al shem koman. So Ravina says again, maybe they actually aren't, their names aren't Orvim, but they called Orvim, like from, you know, they're from Orev, from Orvim, whatever. It says, "Me lokativ Aram yatzu gedudim veyeshu me'eret Yisrael narak tana." From Aram, they went out these gedudim, and then Yisrael was a girl, a nara ketana. Right, because there's a bit of a stereo here. A nara is like a woman, a girl who's 12 years and above, right? And a ketana is less than 12 years. So you can't be a nara and a ketana. You're either a nara or you're a ketana.
Right? Ukashinach Kaula Nara the Kaula Katana. That's the stereo. But Amar Rapadad, where had Rapadad explained the stereo? What's the story? Katana, she's actually a katana, but the Minorin, but she's from Naurin, of a place Naurin, that's what she's called in Na'ara. Maybe they're called Orvim, because they're from Orvim or Orev. So everyone says no. Im kain Orvim mi baile. If it was two, it shouldn't have said the Habishma, it wouldn't have said Orvim, maybe it would have said the Orvim. Those from Orev, right. Now the word couldn't use that to help Rav Anan. So now we're trying again. You see, we try to prove all the time, according to Rav Anan, that even though you're a mumar le davar echad, which we said was avodah zorah, you can still be kosher for shechita. Hakol shochtin, we've seen this before. This is almost exactly the same brighter brought above, right? Hakol shochtin vafilu kuti vafilu arel vafilu yishal mumar. Same thing, all three, even if you're a mumar, if you're a kutu, or an arel, or a mumar. So the Gemara says, ha arel hechidami, this arel, right, who hasn't been brisked, what case are we speaking about? Ilam shemaitu achiv, if he said that his brother, echav, the echav, right, ilam shemaitu echav, his brother's died, machmat mila, hayisham alihu. He's a proper full of Jew, right? It's not his fault, I'm not reading the Rashi, because we already saw the Rashi's yesterday, right? But obviously he's a guy who decided he doesn't want to have a bris. And nonetheless, we can see that for shchit he's still kosher. However, I'm a seifa, but in the same way, I'm filu Yisrael mumar. Now, we've already got mumar to aralot, to mila, right? We've already got a guy who's a mumar not to avela, to nevelis, right? So, I'm mumar ledavar eichad, haylu mumar l'aralot. If he's already a mumar to something else, as opposed to nevelis, to shchita, we've already got a case. Or in a new case, el alav mumar la'avodat chochavim. He has Rav Anan. That must be the avodat chochavim is a mumar too. And we see even as a mumar to avodat chochavim, he can still do shchit. And who's that proof now for Achav? Right? No, which is now that Achav is this is proof for the Rav Anan that Achav is an example because Rav Anan said over the Zohar, right? And the Gemara says ukad Rav Anan and lak Rav Anan, right? The Gemara says lo. This is not the proof of Rabbanan. Le'olam eimelach mumar la'avodat kochavim lo. Then avodat kochavim cannot be kosher for shechita. Why? Damar mar. Chamura avodat kochavim. Avodat kochavim is so chamur, so serious. Shekol ha'kofer ba. Anybody who is a kofer, who doesn't believe in avodah, who the Torah, in other words, by supporting avodah zarah, Kemode b'chol tukla. Mode he has lashon segi nahor, right? In other words, you say you. Okay. I know what you're saying, but I personally prefer my explanation. Because shekola could we saw earlier on. By the way, I'm not making it up. We saw it the other day, and we said, I know. Okay, you know what? I accept what you're saying. I'll be honest with you. I learned it differently, and I accept it, but I still like my profession. So we say, no, Avodah Zorah. Can't be Avodah Zorah. Because if you kofer Avodah Zorah, you modeh kol haTorah kula. Which the inverse is also so.
Right.
That if you modeh by Avodah Zorah, you kofer b'chol haTorah kula. Okay? So we could have read it like that, but I can accept that, right? Ela mumal otor avar. So what is otor avar? It means dafke tu shchita tu nevelis, right? And it's like Rava. That Rava said, what did Rava say on the bottom of Dan Rabbah Aleph? Rava said, right, he said, Kevan de ike hetera ve isura. Since this guy's got in front of him an opportunity to either eat heter food or isura food, lo shavik heter, he won't throw away the heter, eat the isur, because he's a mumar le te'avon, not a mumar le hachis. So if he's got an opportunity, he'll eat it and he will still eat it. Right, okay. Now the Gemara is a kasha, meitive. Right, I try to pick up a bit of paste there, then I make up some time, yeah. Meitive. Gemara brings a kashya over here, right? Because what do we say? Well, there's no Rashi any of that. No, there's just one Rashi there. I've kofer ba kemor b'chol haTorah kidichtiv v'chitish gu v'chol tasu el kol ha'mitzvot ha'ele v'yafidem b'horayot avodat kochavim ma'ir. It's not about kochavim. And therefore we said muma le'oto davar le'shchita u'le'tei avon. You see that Rashi there? Le'shchita u'le'tei avon. V'itzchich la'shmira. We need to be told that why? The Lord Tamer, don't say Kevan the Dash Bay. Remember, that was our example yesterday. We said, since he was used to it, we said yesterday, Kevan the Dash Bay, Kehetera Dami. Remember, we said that yesterday? So that since, we saw that about a Gershom was the one who explained it. We said over there that Kevan the Dash Bay, if you look over there, But the Gershon said that Kevin de Dashbay, Klomar de Ragil Echol Nevelot. That's how he explained Kevin de Dashbay. That since he's used to eating nevelas, he won't care and eat nevelas under any circumstances. We said no. He would still prefer Keter Damilei Elevadaik, Isur Damilei, it's still considered an Isur. Ule Teavon, who the Averlad, only eating it because of a Teavon, Bechim Mezamin and Lei Sakin. If he's got a good knife, Lo Shabi Keter, he won't abandon the Heter. We're not just looking stunned for Machmir on the guy. We know that he, at the end of the day, I think I explained that a little bit wrong yesterday as well. And I won't, because Shavik Isura Va'achil Etaira, Shavik Etaira, Afil Isura means that he'll opportunity to eat kosher food, he'll throw away the kosher food, rather than the tray food. No, if he's got an opportunity to eat kosher food, he'll eat kosher food. Only if he hasn't got opportunity to eat kosher food, he'll eat the tray food. Okay, that's what it says, Meitivei. The pasuk here says Mikem. Look at that, that's the last pasuk here on the Amud. It says here, Mikem. What is this? Dabir b'nei Shav amar terehem Adam ki akriv Mikem korban. Right? So it says Mikem. Mikem seems to imply a mi'ut. Mm-hmm. Not everybody's good. Only a certain people are kosher for that, right? So that's what I'm going to say. Wait a second. You're saying that kulam, you say that everybody's kosher for shechita. But it says here, Mikem, v'lo kulchem. But not everybody. Lo tzi et ha-mumar Mikem. It means that the mumar caught. And the pasuk says, Bachem. Right? What does it mean, Bachem? In other words, this pasuk is for dafka to you, to the Jews. In other words, when do I distinguish amongst Jews, not amongst goyim? Right? And the bride says, carries on. Mina behema. What does it mean, mina behema? Lavi bnei adam shedomim lebehema. We'll see just now in a second. It's a couple of brides. Like a whole long bride here. A whole lot of like musar that comes out of this pasuk. Right? Mina behema lavi bnei adam shedomim lebehema. Mikan amru, mekablin korbanot b'poshei Yisrael, kdei sheyachzru behen tshuva. Chutz min ha-mumar. But we see a mumar can't. Right? U'minasechet hayayin u'mechanos b'farhistas. Who are the three guys that are exceptions? It's a mumar, a menasechet hayayin, it's a yayin of Azor, obviously, and mechalel shabbatot befarhesia. Okay? Very chamor.
It also means chereshot v'katan in this as well.
A chereshot v'katan, I think, a pasul, not because of the din of, you saying that mikem could have been. So you got a kashi on the brighter, you're saying, why daf could we look in this chereshot v'katan? Good point. Maybe it's not a big enough chidush. Because chereshot v'katan are pasul because they haven't got da'at. So we don't need this pasuk mikem to teach us. We already know that. So that's sort of pasul. So if it says mikem over here, then it seems to mikem is some sort of chidush. Maybe. I mean, I think you got to say something like that, right? So the Gemara says like this. So that was our kasha. So our kasha there was, if we see that a mumar can't bring a kondish chita. There's a problem inherently in the brayta itself. Amarta mikem v'lo kuchem. You said the word mikem means lo kuchem, lo tzira mumar. You're now to exclude the mumar. V'hadar tani, and then we said, mekablin korbanot miposhei Yisrael. Right, so make up your mind. A mumar, isn't he a poshei Yisrael? Right, a mumar is a sinner, that's a poshei Yisrael. So how can you say the one hand, we accept from a mumar, but we accept from a poshei Yisrael, not from a mumar. We said the lo kasha. And metziata is mumar ledavar echad, right? It is only a mumar for one thing. Hi, mumar hechid. Which one are we speaking about over there? Even the kolator kula. If it's the whole Torah kula, then we've already got the reisha, the mumar, right? Even mumar ledavar echad. If it's only the kashim mitzvah, we've already spoken about that. Ela lav hachik amar. Chutz min ha-mumar lenasech rayan lechalel shabbatot lenasech rayan lechalel shabbat v'hesia. So he says, no, those examples are coming to explain to us what a mumar is. It's not another definition, it's an explanation. Alme mumar l'avodat kochavim have mumar l'chol ha-Torah kula v'tiyuvta drav anan tiyuvta. Because Rav Anan wanted to say that a mumar le'oved kochavim wasn't necessarily a mumar le'kol ha-Torah kula. Remember, he said, even l'an ishchita. Right? So he's saying, no, if you're a mumar le'avodat kochavim, you're a mumar le'kol ha-Torah kula. And therefore, it's not like Rav Anan. So this came to uproot, take away Rav Anan completely. Okay, you finished there, Marco? What's wrong with you? You still got the Gemara? You're right. Gemara says, now, wait a second. And you want to tell me over here that this is the makor why we can't have a korban. Rashi says, look here, the ain makabdin korban mumarin. This is not from here. Mehatam, we're rather makorban altogether. And that pasuk is another pasuk. We got five pasukim, lots of pasukim coming up here, right? Five pasukim in this amud. He says that pasuk we learn from im nefesh achat techeta bishgaga. We've learned this all in Zvachim and in Menachot, right? If a guy sins bishogeg, me am haaretz basota achat mitzvot Hashem, or one of the mitzvahs, ashlo tase neva Hashem. He's Hashem. He's got to bring a shogeg, like a korban chatat. He says we know over here, right? That the pasuk says so. You know we can't get a korban mumar. It's when it's mishogeg, right? What does it mean? May I look at Rashi? They below kol ha'am, the gabe chatat kativ sheba al hashogeg. A mumar doesn't come al hashogeg. A mumar doesn't, but mazid. What's a mumar? He makes a decision that he's not going to do something. That's not shogeg. So therefore, you can't tell me that we can't bring a korban here from a mumar from that. We already got the pasuk. That's where we learn from. Prat le mumar. And Rishim and Yossi Omer, Mishra Rishimon, he's got a different makor. But he also agrees it doesn't come from our case over here. He means, oh makor, Ashelo te'asena bishgaga v'ashem. Right? That's his another pasuk. Ashel Nasi. He learns from Nasi. From the prince. Yechita v'asacha b'kol mitzvot Hashem edav Ashelo te'asena bishgaga v'ashem. It doesn't matter. Both agree that we've got a makor for a guy who brings a korban, somebody who's shogeg. Shogeg, by definition, excludes a mumar, right? So the Gemara says, and he says over there, Hashav midiato mevi korban al shkigato. Eino shav midiato, eino mevi korban al shkigato. So we see, you can't bring a korban unless you be shogeg. Look at Rashi there. Abishu me yosu meir, mikana talamen, asher lo tzenu. Svesamich le oho dai lav, chetito asher chata, vivi ashamo. Demashma shelo teaseni, ma yodaya shu asur. You see that? What's the chilush of here? Had he known it was Asur, he wouldn't have done it. Ushkagaitalu was a shogeg. Bechet v'ashem hu yavim, he brings a korban. Now that's not a mumar. And the Gemara in that bright over there said, my bay, now what's the difference between Tanakama over here who said, am ha'aretz, or Rabbi Shimon ben Yossi who said, Mishum asher lo ta'asena? I'm Rabbi Mnuna, mumar lechol chaylev. A guy who's a mumar lechol chaylev. He's only a mumar on eating chaylev. He eats chaylev. But he doesn't eat blood. Okay, he's makpin on blood, right? Is he chews me makpin on blood? He does need blood. God forbid, wouldn't need blood. But hey, little end of the world.
Can we say
something
about the
hakes?
Is it? We're still talking about the same thing.
The hakes,
or is it?
I don't mean talking about the hakes anymore. We're talking about just a slam of mumar. But a guy, it doesn't do it b'shogeg. Doesn't do it. Doesn't matter what the reason is. He doesn't do it b'shogeg.
Okay.
The difference is, yeah, we saying that when do we say that you can't bring a korban from a mumar? See, that's not the makor. You can't bring a korban from a mumar because the mumar isn't shogeg. When you bring a korban, you bring a korban shogeg. Where do we see a korban? We had got a few korbanot, right? We did see a few korbanot that were amazing, but those were more not for a chait, right? We did have a couple of korbanot. It was more over a mitzvah asay, wasn't it?
Nazir.
Somebody remember we had some examples where you would still bring a korban even if you were over on a mitzvah b'mezid. I think it was a mitzvah asay, not a mitzvah lo tasay. The chatab was for all mitzvah lo tasay, right? I think we did have something called as a rule. It was you brought a korban on a lot asay for b'shogeg. I'm saying it was a korban. You did bring a korban. There was a korban, right? There was maybe it's ola, but you definitely there was one or two korban we saw that you brought b'meizi, but a chatat you brought only for shogeg. My benayu v'amar b'hunim mumar lechol chelim v'vi korban adam ike benayu, right? And that's what the difference is. How would that work? Look at Rashi over here. So what's the difference? Why do we care if there's a difference in which pasuk we bring it from? Says Nami have a ochlov and shabid yato. That's a mumar. Ve'vi kumen ladam shogeg bo. Right? If you had a dam lo aya ochlov, if he knew it was blood, he wouldn't have eaten it. Now, here's the nafkin, the Tana Kama, who says me'im haaretz, me'am haaretz, or me'am haaretz. Right, Tanakam who says me am haaretz mumar shmo, v'lo mekabin amina. He doesn't care mumar chaylev, mumar dam. You're a mumar. Right, Rabbi Shimon shav midiato hu bedam, umekabin amina. On dam, he wouldn't. He's not a mumar ledam. Chas v'shalom, he would have done tshuva. Had he known it wasn't dam, had he known it was dam, he wouldn't have eaten it. In a Rabbi Shimon would say a guy like mekabel a korban on his dam. If he ate chaylev, we wouldn't take a korban from him. Rabbi, we're Tanakama says, under any circumstances, a guy, we don't have a korban from him at all. It doesn't seem to be even a hachi, Steve. Just the fact that it's a mumar. Right? The Gemara says, now, wait a second. So now we've got a kasha. We've got a separate proof altogether for we don't bring a korban. You brought your case over there where we said from mumar, and we're learning it from the pasuk. Gemara says, no. You know what? We need them both. Chada bechatat v'chada be'ola. The one is speaking about bringing a chatat, and the one is speaking about bringing ola utrichi. We need them both, the limudim. Right? De'iyashmin al chatat. If you just learned the case over here, which we're speaking about over here, which is a chatat, mishum lekaparuhu. What's a chatat? It comes to do kaparo on a sin. Right? I left that one thing. Mikem velo mikulchem. It seems like a Rashi from the previous Amud there, hey? Mikem. Where's that Rashi sitting in the previous, hey? Seems to be the wrong place. There's no Mikem velo mikulchem over here. And you're looking at this Rashi, the Kapara, what's Kapara? Kevan de da'ato lahazid. He's doing it b'meizid, right, on purpose. And then he says, you know what? V'lachzor l'abata, then I'll do chazor, I'll bring a korban. U'baha miha itrami d'shagalu, and he comes to the Beit HaMikdash, and he says, you know what? I actually did a b'shogeg. So you bring a korban. Im kain, am I in the covenant? On what ground should we accept this guy's korban? Ha lav bar kaparahu. This guy isn't entitled to kapara. So there we won't accept his chatat. Aval ola. He wants to bring an ola, the doronu, that's a gift. Let's say we should accept it from him. Right? So in other words, that's why we need both limudim. So therefore we say no, we don't even accept that from him. V'yashmin ola, if we only learned about the of ola, would have said, mishum de lo chiyuvahu. It's not a chiyuv, so what's the big deal? Accept it, look at Rashi. V'lav orech arali kibule doron minei, dichtiv zevach hashim toeva. We wouldn't have accepted it. We would say, ah, you're Rashi, we're not going to get a gift from you. Not a chiyuv. Aval chatat de chiyuvahu, but a chatat, which is a chiyuv, because look, Rashi is rami alei. He's got a chova to bring a chatat, because he did a b'shogeg, or he did an aveira, nonetheless. Eime lakabe amina, let's say we should nonetheless accept it from him. Shelo yeh chote niskar. Why chote niskar? If he's a sinner and he doesn't bring a korban, he gets away scot-free. So we say, you know what? Even though you're a mumar, we're going to take your korban, right? Nonetheless, we see over there, no, we don't do it, but shichu, we need both those limudim. Okay? So that's what the Gemara said. The Gemara is like this. Wait a second. So now, we go back to the Braita. In the Braita, you see what we said over there? Look at the Braita. The Braita brought a couple of psukim. The Braita said, go back to the second wide lines on Amud Aleph. The second very wide line, Amud Aleph. What do you mean min habehema in the pasuk? Lahavi bnei adam shedomim lebehema. Right, to bring people that are similar to animals. And we said mikan amru mekablim korbanot mi poshei Yisrael. Right, not a very nice accolade. Right, for poshei Yisrael. Right, like behemoths. He says over here. Now the Gemara is like this. V'akativ. Hold on a second. Now the Gemara says, V'chol echad ichtiv behema griutihi. Can you automatically assume any time you see the pasuk referring to any type to the thing as an animal that's coming to be disparaging? Look at Rashi there. Griutihi. The ukamte le'el de poshim kari behema. That you decided earlier on, you established that when the pasuk spoke about behema, they're speaking about poshim, about sinners. V'akativ. Adam u'behema toshia Hashem. Right, we've got a nice pasuk there. Adam Bayamato Shia Hashem will be selling in the davening, right? Mitzinchatcha, in Tzidchatcha Tzidek Lolam, right? Tzidchatcha Karel, Mishpatecha Tehom Rabba, Adam Uvehema Toshia Hashem. Right, we said a mincha, right? Very good, right? The truth be told is that in Nusach Ashkenaz, you said the other way around. Yeah. And it's got a very nice tune. Tzidchatcha Tzidek, Nusach Ashkenaz just messes it all up. Yeah. It just doesn't do it to me. Since we've done it, it's the other way around. I can't get it. I don't know.
We switching?
I don't
know.
Hey?
We switching?
To Nusach Ashkenaz? If it was my choice, we'd switch, but it's not my choice. Okay. Va'ketiv Adam Bebat Hoshi Hashem. Va'am Rav Yudah Amar Rav. Elu b'nei Adam, so he says like this, Elu b'nei Adam shehein arumin b'da'at u'meisimin atzman kebehema. Right, look at Rashi over here. Arumin k'da'at. Arumin k'da'at means that they're clever. K'adam arishon. U'meisimin atzman kebehema dach'ei ruach, with modesty, with humility. Right, that's what the pasuk's speaking about. Right, so how can you tell me that every time we see the word behema, it's griuta? Right? So he says, no. He says, hatam ketiv adam uvehema. Ve'et man and behema. Hacha behema l'chude ketiv. Yeah, but it's on its own. So you can make a distinction. When behema comes with adam, then behema is a good word. But when behema is on its own, it's a bad one. This is v'chol hecha dichtiv adam uvehema b'liutahi. Now you tell me every time man and woman, man and animal are together, it's meluta v'aketiv v'zarati et Beit Yisrael zera adam v'zera behema. Right, so we see another pasuk over here. The pasuk says, hinei yamim ba'im lum Hashem v'zarati talmud pos v'zarati et Beit Yisrael from Yirmiyah v'zarati et Beit Yisrael v'et Beit Yudah zera adam v'zera behema. Look at Rashi. Zera behema u'mokminan lav masechet sota. We've learned this in Daf Kaf Bet. Lo kra Lo kara velo shana, he never learned, he never read, never learned. Velo shimesh tamle chachamim, and the God didn't do any shimush to tamle chachamim. Alava katuv omer, on a person like that, basically a bur amaretz, and a God who's totally removed from chachamim, vezarati et Beit Yisrael zera adam vezera behema. In other words, it's a complete disparaging term. Klomar hachachamim vahaborim, kulam azaram lefrotam ulravotam. So we see over here that it's totally not complementary. And you said a second ago that because it says Adam u'behema, this is no, Hatam. Okay, so Hatam ha'chalki ha'kra. He says, no, he says, there the kra split it up. He said, it said, Zera Adam l'chud. On l'chud, one, on its own is Zera Adam, v'zera behema l'chud. And Zera behema l'chud. So it, only when it's Adam u'behema, when it's like a package, right, almost one next to the other, then it means Adam behema is le'ilui. Right? If it's behema on its own, it's le'griuta. If it's behema and Adam behema, it's ma'aliyuta. And when it's Adam l'chud and Zera l'chud, it doesn't mean anything. It could be either way. You can't bring proof in either direction. Now the Gemara brings a sim.
What you see is what you get.
Okay, maybe very nice. So that's the Gemara saying. It's lav dafka griuta, but it could be the griuta.
No.
But it can be. No. You say, I agree with you, but the Gemara says it could be. The Gemara says it's when it's the griuta, the writer brought over here. It said, min ha behema, mekabrin korbanot miposhei mikan, amru, mekabrin korbanot miposhei Israel. It calls behema, poshei Israel.
He calls them a behema.
But okay. What you get, right? No. In other words, there's no deceit, right? Okay. Now the Gemara brings a siman. This is interesting siman, yeah. Because normally it brings a siman, so it says like nun kaf lamed pei niklaf. We'd imagine that there'd be like four different ma'amarim. But if I got it right here, I think that it's look at the siman. Amar Rav Hanan, the nun is Hanan. Amar Rav Yaakov, the kuf is Yaakov. Bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, the Lamed, Mishum Bar Kapara, the Kuf. It's all four. It's Arab Hanan, so then Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, so Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Mishum Rabbi Bar Kapara. Right? What does he say? Rabban Gamliel or Beit Dino? Because the question is, we still got a question, right? We try to prove like Rabba, we try to prove like Rab Anan. The bottom line is, can a kuti do shchita or not? Right? Bottom line, give us an answer. Exactly. So what's a kani or kanti? So Gemara says, Rabban Gamliel. Right, that was Rashi says over here. It goes to Dita. Who is Rabban Gamliel? Rashi says, Rabban Gamliel beno Shabbi Huda Anasi. The Shabbi Huda Anasi's son. Shaya mina achronim, one of the latest, closer to Rebbe, basically, right? Ubeitino and his beitin, nimnu, they took a vote. They basically sat down and they made a decision. Let's decide, can a kuti do shchit or not? Nimnu al shchitat kuti lachar she nishneit mishnah. They learned this mishnah. He said, look, my father wrote you the mishnah. How's the mishnah start? Hakol shochtin v'shchant k'shaira. Chutz micher shota v'katan. Right? V'kulan sheshachtu v'achem yirtan shchitan k'shaira. There's no mention of kuti in the Mishnah, right? So he says, Tachlis, we learned the Mishnah. Can a kuti do shchita or not? That's what Rabbi Gamliel's question was to his baiti. Right? They nimnu da'achol shchut, and they came to the conclusion, nimnu shat kuti la'achar shir v'mishnah, enu da'achol shochatin v'afilu kuti v'asrua. And they said, no. Yeah. Rabbi Gamliel and his baiti said, a kuti can't do shchita. Right? What's wrong, Michael? Look like. Right? Right? Look at Rabbi, the Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel, the nimnu v'al shchita kuti v'asrua. So Amar le Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi was the second guy in the list. Remember, I'm Rabbi Hanan, I'm Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara. So Rabbi Zeir said to Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Shema lo shama Rabbi ela b'she'en Yisrael omed al gabav. Right? Rabbi. So what? So this is... This is Rabbi, who was it? Rabbi Zaira. Says Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, because he was obviously his Rebbe, right? So he says, maybe Rabbi Zaira, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, when you said this whole halacha in Nevin Bakbar Kapara, maybe you made him a little, maybe you weren't sure, and you came to the conclusion that it was Asur, but maybe it's only Asur if there's no one watching. Maybe the Kuti is watching though, right? Look at Rashi there. Shema lo shamar Rabbi. Vahainu nami kimat nitin. Right? And that's like our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah seems to imply that the chulan, what did it say? She shachato v'acherim ro'in oto, then it's kosher. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what you meant to say. That when Kala Kuti Shech, there's nobody there. But if somebody's watching him, maybe Kuti can Shech. Right? So Amar Lei, so now, who is this? This is Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi talking about Rabbi Zeira, right? He says, Dami hai mirabanan. See, not very complimentary, huh? He says, this mirabanan, this Rabbi Zeira, kedelo gemira inche shmaita. He's a guy who doesn't know what he's talking about. He's an shmaita. And remember Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira, you should understand, everybody in this room should know Rabbi Zeira. Because the whole chumrah of Nida is from Rabbi Zeira. Of Nida. Because Nida Minat Torah is 7 days, no Shiva Nakim, etc. like a Zava. Rabbi Zeir is the one that says, but not Yisrael, right? That's the whole story. Rabbi Zeir has got a lot to do with that. He's a serious guy, Rabbi Zeir, not just a lightweight. Right? He says, Hai mirabanan kedelo gemira inche shmaita. He says, well, b'she'en Yisrael omed al gabav, lemeim rabai? What if you try that Yisrael wasn't looking over his shoulder? I need a chidush for that. That's the we need. There's pashut, right? Look at Rashi. Lemeim Rabbi, mechilo pshitelan. Isn't it pashut? Delayt lehu lifnei ivel otem michshol. Right? What is it? The kutim, they don't have this whole notion of Torah should be about peh. Right? Lifnei ivel otem michshol. Should put a stumbling block in the blind means what? That you don't set up somebody, put him in a situation where he might make a mistake. Right? So it's pashut over here. That if it isn't somebody watching a kuti, then he definitely isn't kosher, right? We don't need that, right? It's a chirush of here is that even if there is somebody watching him, we can't eat from his shchita. So now the Gemara says, kibble mine or lo kibble mine? Look at Rashi. Kibble mine Rabbi Zeira mi Rabbi Yaakov. Did Rabbi Zeira accept this halocha? Da afilu keshishel omer al gabab asur or lo kibla? That's a strange question, that isn't it? Was his Rebbe. Why should he be having him? Doesn't he accept it? And this Rebbe Zaria was great enough to pass on his own rights. And he's okay, so Rabbi Yaakov, you felt that. Rabbi Yaakov Baridi, very nice. I don't agree with you. That's the first question. Kible mine or lo kible mine? So now we're going to try and prove from a bright here. Toshma. Tamar Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Asi. Ani. Tamar Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak. I'm Rabbi Yassin. Ani ra'iti et Rabbi Yochanan. See this? He says here, Asur Rabbi Yochanan, she'achal mishchitat kuti. Rabbi Yochanan ate from shchitat kuti. V'af Rabbi Asi, ashchal achal mishchitat kuti. Right? V'tahi ba Rabbi Zeira. See that? Rabbi Zeira was a bit surprised. Look at this. Look at the Gemara here. Achal mishchitat kuti. B'Yisrael omed al gabav. So the Rashi says, he says that he saw Rabbi Yochanan eat from kuti. Either can be B'Yisrael omed al gabav or al yedei shechatach kezayit basantanu leecho. Remember that we saw in the Gemara yesterday? That one of the ways you can test him, right? If you weren't there, give him a piece of meat. You see, if he happened to eat that piece of meat, we know that he was shchita, was a kosher shchita. Right? If he was happy to eat it himself. Because the kuti is makpit for himself. Right? On the shchita. But he isn't makpit for us. So we, if he knows a Jew's going to eat it, he doesn't care. It's not a proper shchita. But he himself is makpit on the shchita. We concluded that. So he said, Rabbi Yochanan, in other words, we're proving over here that if there is somebody around, or we can prove it's a kosher shchita, Rabbi Yochanan would eat it. So this is a little bit different. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi said that it's pashut, that even if there isn't somebody there, he would eat. Even if there was somebody there, it was asur, right? That's the question. That's what we're talking about now. He seen Rabbi Yochanan ate it when there was somebody around. Nobody wasn't somebody around, right? V'af Rabbi Asiachal, v'tahi bar Rabbi Zeira Garcina, Rashi says, right? Matmiya was surprised alehen she'achlua umi bayi le'beliba hachil. You thought to himself. This is Rashi, and this is what he thought, right? So he said like this. V'tahi bar Rabbi Zeira to himself, and now this is what he says. Lo shemiya lehu, right? Maybe lo shemiya. Look at Rashi, the second wild answer. Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Asi, right? They never knew the nimnu Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel had made this paskin, this halacha. The ishmiya lehu, if they had heard of it, have a mekabla. They definitely would have accepted Rabbi Gamliel's Beit Din's psak, right? Or Dilma shemiya velo kiblu. Look at Rashi. Lo shmi elayhu, di shmi elayhu al mekabli lay, or deal me shmi elayhu velo kiblua. This is Rabbi Zaira's dilemma. What's going on over here? We're trying to understand now. Did Rabbi Zaira accept the Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi's al psach kachodon? Now we've got this bright, we've got this mama, not a bright actually. It's not called me a bright actually, but Rabbi Yochanan, right? So call me a bright actually, Rabbi Yochanan is an Amora. But we've got this mama here that Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak said, that Rabbi Asi said, that he saw Rabbi Yochanan eating the food. And even Rabbi Asi ate it. So the question is now, Rabbi Zeira says to himself, wait a second, did they eat it because they know Rabbi Gamliel? And they said, you know what, we don't accept Rabbi Gamliel. Or did they know about Rabbi, or they didn't know about Rabbi Gamliel. Had they known about Rabbi Gamliel, psak, they wouldn't have eaten it. Right? Hadar Pashit Nafshe. Now he concluded to himself. He came to the conclusion, Mistabra de Shmielehu Velo Kiblua. He concluded by process of elimination. He said, you know what? It must be that they heard about it and then they accepted it. Why? If we had think to ourselves, wait a second, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Asi never knew the aloha, and therefore it turns out that according to the psak of Rabbi Gamliel, they actually ate treifas. They ate nevela, right? Now let's think about it like this. And because they never knew.
They were shogeg.
Okay, but it doesn't matter. They still ate nevelas, right? Ve'ihav shmi lehu, and had they had heard about it, makable lei, heichi mistaye milte lemechal isura. In other words, how could it have happened that circumstance would allow them to eat an isur? He says, and what's his conclusion? He draws from it. He says, hashta, we've got a gemara right in Yavam. We all know this gemara. Behematan shel tzadikim. When it comes to animals of tzadikim, look at Rashi. There says second last on the Rashi. Chamre drav Pinchas ben Yair. Everyone knows this. Pinchas ben Yair. They wouldn't eat treifas. Remember, he was taken. He was stolen by a goy. He got lost, and he wouldn't eat because it was treifas. He was machpir only the kosher food. The chamre drav Pinchas ben Yair. Says behematan shel tzadikim. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu mevi takala liadan. Hakadosh Baruch Hu allow and make sure that even animals of tzadikim doesn't have a takala. Tzadikim atzman lo kosher kain. With a tzaddik, isn't it a kosher kind? Other sugars end of the year, but other crop end of the year. Okay.